Chapter 3. Being Wanted. The morning after the children had been the possessors of boundless wealth and had been unable to buy anything really useful or enjoyable with it, except 2 pairs of cotton gloves, 12 penny buns, an imitation crocodile skin purse, and a ride in a pony cart, they awoke without any of the enthusiastic happiness which they had felt on the previous day when they remembered how they had had the luck to find a Samiad or sand fairy, and to receive its promise to grant them a new wish every day. For now they had had 2 wishes, beauty and wealth, and neither had exactly made them happy. But the happening of strange things, even if they are not completely pleasant things, is more amusing than those times when nothing happens but meals, and they are not always completely pleasant, especially on the days when it is cold mutton or hash. There was no chance of talking things over before breakfast, because everyone overslept itself, as it happened, and it needed a vigorous and determined struggle to get dressed so as to be only 10 minutes late for breakfast. During this meal, some efforts were made to deal with the question of the Samiad in an impartial spirit, but it is very difficult to discuss anything thoroughly and at the same time to attend faithfully to your baby brother's breakfast needs. The baby was particularly lively that morning. He not only wriggled his body through the bar of his high chair and hung by his head, choking and purple, but he collared a tablespoon with desperate suddenness, hit Cyril heavily on the head with it, and then cried because it was taken away from him. He put his fat fists in his bread and milk and demanded "Nam," which was only allowed for tea. He sang, he put his feet on the table, he clamored to go walkie. The conversation was something like